Guten Morgen. I hope you had an awesome Pesach so far. So this evening, I was learning with some chevra and read something that I found to be a really amazing insight. First, a little background though. Our sages teach us, based on a passage in the Zohar, which is our writings of Kabbalah, that chametz, which is all puffed up, is a symbol of our yetzer hara, our evil inclination. There's a lot more to be said about that, but for now, we'll just keep it to that. However, what I saw brought down on that comparison is that in essence, dough of chametz is perfectly fine dough to start. It's the same stuff that we make our matzah out of as well. But when you put in this foreign yeast, it causes the entire thing to be transformed into chametz. Now, why is that detail significant? Because when talking about a person in their yetzer hara, that evil inclination, it means that in essence, the person is and always was good. Nothing can take that purity from a person. It's just that when the yetzer hara gets into us, it can transform our natural good state into something not good. But the important realization is to remember that I and everyone else has the core essence of goodness. The evil is a foreign substance rather than viewing everyone as evil in their essence, and that once in a while they might do good. And while true that applies to everyone, it's especially important to remember about ourselves. We're not defined by the mistakes that we make, but rather as the person who strives to be great, and just sometimes we fall. But all we have to do is get back up, not change who we are, just clean out a little bit of what we might sometimes do, the chametz inside of us. That's something really important to keep in mind always, defining us as the pure soul that we are and realizing that our job is just to keep out that foreign yeast, that foreign item that sometimes changes who we really are and turns us into something that we don't want to become. But we can always go ahead and get back to the essence of the pure soul that we always were, was, and will be. And on that note, wishing you an awesome Pesach night, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.